The name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak now.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
First of all, I say thank God I come back from the Houston SSC and then stop by in Dallas. Last night I come back to LA.
首先我先赞美感谢神，这次能够去休斯顿帮助那边的学生联会，然后经过 Dallas， 昨天晚上才回来。
After SSC, I got this bad cold.
在学生联会之后，结果我也感染到很大的伤风。
End up the most of the counselors and we all got this cold.
不但学生，连工作人员还有传道们都被感染。
But thank God it's recovery.
所以，但是感谢神，现在已经好很多了。
Tonight I'd like to share with you this Psalm chapter 45.
今天晚上想与大家分享诗篇四十五篇。
Once you look at the Psalm chapter 45, the top it says a song that's celebrating the king's marriage.
在这个四十五篇的上面，它有一个小字的题目，说是一个用英文的是说是来赞是属于一个婚宴的诗歌。
And so these psalm is very compared to the rest of the psalm, it's very unique and different.
跟其他的诗篇来比较，这是属于一个比较特殊的一篇。
This psalm is more like a sense of like extension of the Song of Solomon.
这个看起来好像就是所罗门所写的那个所罗门歌的一首歌一样。
If you only look at this this psalm as a song that praising the one who king the one who turned to be the king, so to celebrate his kingship as it is, then it's not much of actually the things that we can bring up actually.
要是我们把这个歌看来只是一个赞美王的一首歌的话，那对我们来说也没有很大的意义了。
But if we have the same base on the Song of Solomon's and Psalm chapter 45, it's also we can some understanding of spiritual we can say teachings.
但是我们要是跟雅歌一样的这样子来。来评判他人来了解的话，那我们就可以从中里得许一些属灵的学习。
First, we read chapter 45. So, can you read Chinese?
我们先把四十五篇念一遍。诗篇四十五篇，我心里涌出美词，我论到我为王做的事，我的舌头是快手笔。第二节。Verse 2, 你比世人更美，在你嘴里满有恩惠，所以神赐福给你直到永远。Verse 3, 大能者啊，愿你腰间佩刀，大有荣耀和威严。Verse 4, 为真理谦卑，公义愕然坐车前往，无不得胜，你的右手必显明可畏的事。Verse 5, 你的剑锋快，射中王敌之心，万民伏倒在你以下。 6. 神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。 7. 你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。 8. 你的衣服没有墨膏抹成肉桂的香气，象牙宫中有丝月丝弦乐器的声音使你欢喜。 Verse 9, 有君王的女儿在你尊贵妇女之中，王后佩戴阿弗金饰站在你右边。 10, 女子啊，你要听，要想，要侧耳而听，不要纪念你的名和你的父家。 11, 王就羡慕你的美貌，因为他是你的主，你当敬拜他。 12. 推勒的名送礼，必来送礼，民中的富足人也必向你求恩。 13. 王女在宫里极其荣华， 他的衣服是用金线绣的。 14. 他要穿锦绣的衣服，要引到王前，随从他的陪伴童女也要被带到你面前。 15. 他们要喜欢、欢喜快乐被引导，他们要进入王宫。 16. 你的子孙要接续你的列祖，你要立他们在全地作王。 17. 我必叫你的名被万代纪念，所以万民要永永远远称谢你。
So once we read the chapter 45, you can tell this is an extension of a Song of Solomon.
所以我们当念过这个诗篇四十五篇一次的话，就可以看出这是好像雅歌的续集。
So verse 1 to verse 9 in this passage, we can think about this is why we praise the king.
在这一节。
1 to 5. And from verse 10, you're talking about all daughters. Now is a talk to the bride.
那从十节开始讲这个女子啊，就是要开始讲这个妇女。
So from verse 10 to verse 15, we can think about our qualification. We can say what we're supposed to as a bride can be prepared to be received the affection and love from the king.
对，第十到十五节在描述这个心腹的条件，他为什么会被这个王称赞。
In verse 16 and 17 is a prospering of kingdom, and this is a everlasting kingdom.
十六、十七节就讲到这个王位是会永远被纪念的。
You know, sometimes Psalm chapter 45 it helps us to when we're praising God, we can understand this passage can help us even in our prayer too.
从第一到第九节，让我们思想，就是我们在祷告的时候要赞美、颂赞神的时候，这个是很好的这是很好的方向。
And also we can learn from the king.
我们可以从中从这个王这里学习。
And chapter 45:1 it says, "My heart overflow with a good theme. I address my verse to the king."
在第一节这里讲，我心里涌出美词。
So the person cannot stand but has to express about this king his good things.
就表示这个人心中充满这个王的事情，都到他心中不能够再就是不能再容纳了。
Any nations, any kingdom have such a great king to be overruled, rule over the nation, then it becomes a blessing.
要是任何一个王国有这样的国王来治理他们的话，是一个很有福气的。
Why this king was such a praised? Because verse 2, he said, "Thou art fairer than the son of man. Grace is poured upon thy lips."
为什么这个王是这么得称赞呢？因为第二节这里说，你比世人更美，在你嘴里满有恩惠。
He praised his lips.
这里讲到他嘴有赞美他的嘴。
The word is gracious enough to please the people.
就表示这个人所说的话都是充满的恩惠，让人民都很满足。
And it is different than kissing the word. This is a word that can let the people's heart have gained peace and joy. It's very different.
只是来普通的赞美跟这个充满有恩惠的这种词语是很不一样的。
The human nature is we like to communicate. We need to have a communication with the people or people who just also God.
我们跟人跟神之间都要有沟通。
Many times the problems occur because of our lips is not gracious enough.
常常我们与人之间的关系有出问题，都是因为我们的自语不够有恩惠。
And many times the word is become the source of turn out to be a source of evil and turn to be like bring up the very like a bitterness actually come out from the mouth.
结果我们从嘴巴就常常有一些比较苦的，或者是有邪恶的话从我们口中出来。
Actually, when we close each other, then we know how to use the word gracious word to encourage each other, comfort each other.
但是我们能够互相更亲近的话，是因为我们用这种有恩惠、有安慰的话来互相帮助。
But we find out that during the 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry,
我们知道耶稣在世三年半的工作之间
，He's a disciple. They're not well trained.
他的门徒们都本来没有受过训练的。
There are a lot of part of weakness, and they are kind of naive.
他们其实都有很多不知的地方，所以很多地方都需要学习。
But without the support and the encouragement, these 12 cannot be the one to be the great disciple later on.
要是没有主耶稣不断的引导和支持的话，他们是没有办法做成这个十二个门徒的。
Actually, all these disciples eating up the true word of God during these 3.5 years training.
所以在这三年半中，这十二个门徒是不断的在吸收耶稣给他们的话语。
It is also the same thing like in our family life.
这个就像我们家庭生活一样。
It's important that husband and wife and also the tour to children and children tour to the parents.
所以夫妻之间还有父母跟子女之间都要这样做。
Grace is poured upon our lips, you can say.
我们在嘴中都应该蛮有恩惠。
Especially Christians, our word is very precious.
尤其做一个基督徒，我们所说的每一句话都是很重要。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
我们看一下哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 6.
哥罗西书四章第六节。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 6.Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned, as it were, with salt, so that you may know how you should respond to each person. The Paul here says, let your speech always be with grace, and seasoned as it is with the salt.
在这里保罗勉励信徒们我们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和。
Yeah, so I hope that we adopted this kind of image of the king that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们也但愿能够像这个耶稣为王这种蛮有恩惠的嘴。
Our Christian always seeking a peace and holiness.
我们也要追求和平和圣洁。
This peace and holiness all come from the word.
和平跟圣洁就是靠着我们口中的话。
So if word is to be being managed by the Holy Spirit.
那我们口中所说出一切话都是要圣灵来控制。
We understand that constant prayer can manage our lips.
所以我们要常常的祷告才能够引导我们口中的话。
Let's turn to the book of James.
我们也看一下雅各书。
In James chapter 3.
雅各书的第三章。
James chapter 3, verse from 9.
雅各书第三章第九节开始。
James chapter 3 from verse 9. With it we bless our Lord.And the Father, with it will curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. Verse 10.
第十节。
From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. 11.
十一节。
There's a fountain sent out from the same opening, both the fresh and the bitter water. So you mentioned about our lips. The word can be blessed, also the word came out from the word as a curse.
在这里讲，我们同样的舌头可以说出赞美的话，也可以说出诅咒的话。
So we're trying to, all the Christians, we're trying to be a perfect man.
做一个基督徒，我们是不断的想要做一个完全人。
The one thing we have to always watch over ourselves is our lips.
但是我们最重要的一样东西就是我们的嘴唇。
So that's what James chapter 1 says, remove all the filthiness from our heart.
所以在这雅各书第一章也讲说，把所有的污秽都要从我们心中移去。
Because there's a things that we're supposed not to carry within our heart.
我们任何东西不该记在放在心中的就要就要挪去。
Sometimes my wife also comment that I thinks that the filthiness within that she mentioned that have to move out from my heart.
所以我的妻子有的时候会提醒我，我想的不该想的东西要要把它忘掉。
I learned that sometimes very hard to remove from our heart.
我也学习到这是一个很艰难的功课。
Have you noticed that the things that you're supposed not to carry but you want to hold it, you don't want to let it go?
有的时候你知道你不该一直放在心中的东西，可是却同时不能够放掉。
Because we do not moved by the word of God.
那是因为我们没有真正让神的话语感动我们。
Because we don't have enough spiritual power within ourselves.
因为我们的属灵的力量还不够。
So it seems very simple.
听起来是很容易的一件事。
But this is the king's image that I have the lips with the graciousness.
但这里这个王他就是嘴里能够满有恩惠。
And let's go back to Psalm chapter 45.
我们再看回诗篇四十五篇。
And to verse 3.
到第三节。
The guards thy sword on thy thigh, O mighty one, in thy splendors and thy majesty. And chapter 45, verse 3, he explained about the glory of this king.
在这第三节讲到这个王的荣耀。
It's a majesty. It's a kind of mighty and majesty come out of the king.
这个王不但有荣耀，还有这个威严。
Sometimes we think that many people trying to seeking such a like a worldly way to gain such a like a glory.
常常有人会想到在世上能够得到一些荣耀。
But we find out the true glory is come from the true humility.
其实荣耀是从真正的谦卑而得到的。
And when Jesus went up.Philippians chapter 2 mentioned that Paul says, have this attitude in yourself.
在腓立比书第二章这里保罗勉励我们要有这样的心。
The attitude is the heart of Christ in our heart.
我们要有的就是基督同样的心在我们心中。
And so let he himself to be a such a humble he himself.
因为耶稣他是自己是谦卑完全虚己。
The Paul says he exists in the form of God.
他虽然是有神的形象。
But he doesn't want to be.
但是他却不以为自己与神同等。
So emptied himself.
反倒了虚己。
So glory is come from the true humility.
所以这个荣耀是从真正的谦卑而来。
When he died on the cross,
当他死在十字架的时候
，Many people actually despised him.
很多人是歧笑他的。
Many people give up on him.
很多人已经放弃了。
But that is the one can see the glory of God.
但是那个时候就是能够看到神荣耀的时候。
So that's the name himself. Actually, he himself to be glorified.
就在那个时候，他的名得到荣耀。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们来看一下腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2 verse from 8.
腓立比书第二章的第八节。
Philippians chapter 2 from verse 8.
腓立比书第二章第八节。
And being found in appearance as the man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death.Even death on the cross, verse 9. Therefore, as also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him, him the name which is above every name, verse 10.
第十节
In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, verse 11.
第十节
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. He mentioned about the how Jesus glorified the name of God.
在这里讲到耶稣怎么让 神父名得到荣耀。
Actually, he himself is God himself.
他自己本为神。
But when he himself to humble himself, become obedient to the point of death, he said.
但是他却把自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。
We have find out because there's a in the church many people have a gifted and talented.
我们在教会常常看到有多人是有多方面的恩赐和恩赐。
On different part of the church, you support and help the church.
在各方面都有不同的弟兄姐妹，他们可以帮助。
But we have to always remember that everything has come from God.
但是我们要记得，我们所有的都是从神而来。
The more we hide ourselves,
我们越是隐藏自己。
Actually, His glory is more to come out to be glorified.
这样神的荣耀才会越是显明。
The more He Himself can, we can see His mightiness and His majesty.
这样子神的荣耀跟尊严越是显明。
This is the Paul's way to his ministry.
这就是保罗怎么样在他事工中的精神。
Purposely God let him to be weak.
神故意让他在肉体有虚弱。
Yet the glory of God never be diminished out of him.
但是神的荣耀却从来没有缺减。
Because of his weak.
因为他的软弱
，The mighty God is His power can be greater than before.
所以这样的神的能力跟荣耀更为显伟大。
And Jesus showing us this wonderful, His the character.
耶稣也就表现了这样的这种的美德。
So when John when he talked to the pilot when he captured by the when he was standing in front of the pilot.
所以耶稣当在比拉王前面的时候
he mentioned about his kingdom not belongs to this world.
耶稣提到这个他的王度不属于这个世上的。
His kingdom and his glory is not come through the by the power of this world.
所以他的荣耀不是在这个世上的能力所表现的。
Now let's look at the John chapter 18.
所以我们看一下约翰福音十八章。
John chapter 18, verse from 36 and 37.
约翰福音的第十八章三十四节。
John chapter 18, verse 36 and 37.
三十六跟三十七节。第十八章三十六、三十七节。
Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servant would be fighting that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." Verse 37. Pilate therefore said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "And you say correctly that I am a king."For this I have been born, and for this I have come into this world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth, hear my voice. Actually, this time the pilot is the higher for him, more than, higher than him, and more powerful man than Jesus at that time when the situation there.
其实比拉多在这个时候，比耶稣在世。有更有能力和权柄。
Jesus was a powerless man actually at this time.
在比拉多面前，耶稣是一点能力都没有。
Outside of the world, the Pilate is all the power. Let it happen to kill him or to save him.
比拉多他有权柄可以救耶稣，或者是让他给他处死。
It seems like there's a very helpless. It seems like Jesus is nothing and nobody just stand out there.
所以耶稣看来在比拉多面前就是一个完全无能为力的人。
But Jesus knows his kingdom does not belong to there.
但耶稣却说我的国不属于这世界。
Because he's seeking the truth.
因为他是追求真理的。
But it seems like Pilate is more powerful, but he doesn't know the truth.
比拉多看来似乎比较有权柄，但是他却不懂得真理。
Have you noticed when we look at the book of Daniel?
要是我们 看丹以理书的话
Daniel was exiled to the Babylon.
丹以理被出境到巴比伦王
He was helpless, he is powerless.
他是成为一个无能为力的人。
He's such like such kind of very miserable person actually. He's a prisoner.
他被沉沦一个被掳的人。
But God used him, his name to be glorified.
但神却用他用但以理让神的名得荣耀。
Because the Daniel himself, very able person, very capable person.
其实但以理是一个非常有能力的人。
You think about at that time, their own people, there's many own good, you know, very brilliant people, select them, bring to train them 3 years. But why they bring from all the way to the you know, Jerusalem, bring these people to train them?
其实当时那个时代有很多很有能力或者很特殊的这些人才，但是为什么这个王要把但以理跟这些人带到巴比伦，然后训练他们呢？
Because many kingdoms, people in the kingdom, they think that's very capable people. He and his three friends.
那是因为当时这个巴比伦王可以看出来他们是一个很特殊、非常有能力的人。
But yet Daniel and his three friends is not a controller.
虽然但以理跟他的三个朋友，他们是没有办法控制一切的。
And also Daniel and three friends, this kingdom is not belongs to them actually.
而且这个巴比伦也不属于他们的国家。That's
why they never bow down to their own golden statue.
所以他们从来不愿意跪拜这个金属的像。Even
though they own risk to cast into the lion's den, but Daniel do not stop pray to God.
虽然有这个被丢到狮子洞的威胁，但以理还是不断的向神真神祷告。Their
identity is very clear.
所以他们对自己的认识很清楚。
I come here to serve this country, but my kingdom does not belong to here.
我们虽然被掳来服侍这个王国，可是我们不属于这个地方。
Quite helpless.
其实是很无能的。
That's why he also was cast into the lion's den.
后来但以理被丢到狮子洞里。
But then we can see the true glory come from this Daniel and his three friends.
但是从但以理跟他三个朋友中，我们看到神的荣耀。
Every time things happen, then the king realizes who is the greatest, the king can see the glory of God through them.
每一次有事情事件发生的时候，那个王就可以看出神的荣耀在这个但以理跟他的三个朋友。
No one interpret the dream. No one can recall the dream and interpret, but Daniel did it.
没有一个人在他的国王里面。 王国里面可以讲出这个梦，而且能够解释这个梦。
We thought about it because Daniel can have his own dream and he can interpret himself. God gave him interpretation, so let him to see the whole entire history by his own.
我们想一想，这个但以理他能够有这个能力，把王做的梦完全讲出来，而且能够解释，把这个王国的以后的历史都讲出来。
But God do not let him to get this dream, but God let the king had this dream.
很奇妙，神没有直接的把这个梦给但以理，却把这个梦先给这个王。
In a sense, the king is the most important person.
在某一方面讲，王是最重要的一个人。
But who's the one to recall the dream, interpret? Actually, God Himself through the Daniel.
但是谁能够把这个梦让他想出来，然后能够解释呢？还是神让他能够有这样力量？
Actually, the Daniel and his three friends, and God's glory can show through them.
结果神的荣耀就借着但以理跟他三个朋友显现出来。
They are under the kingdom of Babylon, yet the glory come out from just a little man like them.
虽然他们在这个巴比伦王的控制下面，但是他们神的荣耀却在这个四个小民中显现出来。
Christian, we think that how we can show the glory of God.
做一个基督徒，有的时候我们会想，我们怎么能够把神的荣耀显现出来呢？
We're really faithful to God.
我们想要跟神很真诚。
Actually, we forget about our own success.
有的时候我们会忘记我们的自己的成功。
Only we focus on the God's glory.
我们只要专注 想要追求神的荣耀。
Then His glory coming out from us.
这样子，神的荣耀就会从借我们身上而显现出来。
We know that this glory is not come from us; it come from God.
我们也知道这个荣耀不是属于我们自己，而是从神而来。
When Moses went up the Mount Sinai, yeah.
当摩西到西乃山上的时候，
He received the Ten Commandments.
他领受了这个十诫命。
But after 40 days, it came down.
在四十天。后下山
people can see the glory of God through his face.
人民就从看到摩西脸上神的荣耀。
All the people know that this glory is not the Moses his own.
人们都知道摩西脸上的荣光不是属于他的。
This is the king's glory, it's come from God.
因为这个是王的光是从神而来。
This glory is same thing like you know, the one who died by the stones, Stephen also.
所以这个斯蒂凡他也是同样得到同样的荣光。
People can see the glory of God.
人们看到神的荣耀了。
See, the glory of God is Psalm chapter 45.
所以在诗篇四十五篇这里。
Verse 3, verse 4.
第四节。
And the thy majesty ride of the victorious for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let thy right hand teach thee awesome things. Verse 4.
为真理谦卑公义，赫然坐车前往。
Because the thy majesty is right on the victoriously, the cause of truth and the meekness, the cause of the truth and meekness and the righteousness.
在这里为真理谦卑公义。坐车前往。
This is what we seeking for in our Christian life.
这个其实就是一个基督徒所该追求的。
This is the part of the glory of God. This is the part of the majesty of God.
这个也就是神荣耀和威严的一部分。
Our true Jesus Church need these all three of them. There's truth and meekness and righteousness.
我们真耶稣教会也是非常需要这个三样真理、谦卑跟公义。
When the people can see this true church, can feel the truth and then the meekness and the righteousness.
就是当有人来教会的时候，他们可以感受还看到真理、谦卑、公义与在这个教会存在。
So the truth is the whole thing of the true actually love.
其实真理的所有的所浓缩就是爱。
Now Jesus came to this world showing us the truth.
因为耶稣来到这世上就是来表明真理。
Jesus explained us as the way.
他告诉我们他就是道路。
Now he mentioned that not that many people actually followed his way.
就算他解释了这么多也是没有很多人跟随他。
But there is a life.
也有在耶稣中里也有真理也有生命。
But during this time of, you know, the time of Jesus, many people like the Pharisees, they also, they're seeking, they think the way of his truth themselves.
在耶稣的时代也有很多法利赛人，他们以为自己也在追求真理。
They really like to keep the commandment of God.
他们非常追求去遵守神的诫命。
But because the true love, the support, what they keeping, they trying to keep the commandment of God.
但是他们在遵守诫命的时候，不是为了完全有爱在里面。
The truth cannot be held in their hands.
所以这个真理就不能够他们就不能够维持这真理。
Jesus pointed out their blindness.
耶稣就指出他们的瞎眼的方面。
Blindness because they cannot see it.
他们是瞎眼的，因为他们看不到自己的
错误。I don't think they think they are blindness themselves.
当然，他们不认为自己是瞎眼。
Because they memorize all the words, so they never think they're blindness.
因为他们已经把所有的诫命都背下来了。
But actually, they lost the truth.
但是因为他们失去了真理。
Because there is no such a substance of that they have capable themselves to keep this truth.
因为他们没有爱的真谛来维持这个真理。
Have you noticed that they cannot be free out their life themselves, they cannot be truly free themselves?
我们可以看出他们的生活中没有不能够有真正的自由。
So Jesus mentioned that you shall know the truth. So the truth shall make you free.
耶稣说, 你要明白, 真理, 真理能够让你得到自由。
We understand the king is full of freedom.
我们可以看出王室 充满, 充满自由的。
This freedom can benefit for the own people.
这个自由能够让人民都得到好处。
This is all, when we look at the Jesus, we can feel the true freedom.
我们看耶稣的时候，就会看出在他内有这个自由。We
as a Christian, we never binding of any law to force us to anything.
作为一个基督徒，我们不该有一个感觉有一个律法的约束我们。Anybody
who wants to keep the Sabbath by force by the law.
要是有人 认为守安息日是因为律法的话,
this Sabbath doesn't have any benefit to us then.
那这个安息日对我们就一点意义都没有了。
Anything trying to force us to do it, then this one cannot be benefited.
要是我们认为有任何的约束或者是压迫的话,
we know there's a little, when we have a little children, though, when ask them to do it, but they're convinced, so it becomes their benefit, so they're willing to do it, then it becomes their benefit.
就像一个孩童，我们要求他们做一件事情的时候，他们甘心的去做的话，对他们就是一个好有好处。Otherwise,
trying to do this and is by force.
要是我们强迫孩子做一件事情，it
never actually help their own spiritual even benefit to them.
这样对这个孩子所做的事情就一点益处都没有了。The
king has a full of freedom.
这个网友, 充满的自由,
when Jesus came to this world, show us what is true freedom means to us.
耶稣来到这世上, 告诉我们真自由是什么样子。
We are not a slavery.
我们不再是做奴仆的。
So in this generation, 21st century, we become a slavery of our own law, then have a big trouble then.
要是我们在这21世纪, 我们还是, 在律法, 做律法的奴仆的话, 那就是有问题了。
Anybody under the law, then that person have no true joy.
要是任何一个人认为他在律法之下的话，这个人就没有真正的喜乐。
Sometimes Christmas time we talk about this, we have to keep the Christmas, we have to, why we do not celebrate, you know, there's a lot of issues.
有的时候, 每一年, 圣诞节的时候, 有的人就开始提议, 就是说我们为什么不, 也庆祝这个圣诞节呢, 就是谈论这些事情。
A true free man doesn't bother these things.
我们要是真的自由的话, 我们就不会为这些事情而疑惑。
This one doesn't need to actually further explain.
其实这个也不需要再多加的, 讨论或是解释。
We can say our faith is transcend, which is already above that.
我们的信仰应该超越了这些了。
Still, we think about this, we have to keep, not to keep this kind of things. This is very, like, we can say elementary issues.
要是我们还在一直讨论要不要守这个，要不要来庆祝这个圣诞节的话，那表示我们还是信仰太基础了。
We know the first Corinthians.
就像哥林多前书。
And all the saints, they have a problem about what they're eating, their food.
他们当时有些人对他们所吃的东西有些问题。
Because when they purchase the food, it's many of the part of the food is offered to the idol coming out of the market.
因为当时很多他们买食物的时候, 从市场买的东西, 他们已经是拜过, 偶像的。
Some of them now, so it kind of mix up in the market. No one knows which you know, meat, which food come from where.
所以他们, 因为很难知道这些食物有没有被拜过, 再来带到市场上卖的。
So the Paul, he pointed out how can help themselves in the situations?
所以保罗帮助他们, 怎么样能够, 在这方面, 辨别。
It's not the First Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 30, from 31 to 33.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10 from verse 31 to 33.
31到33节.
The whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Verse 32.
32节.
Give an offense either to Jew nor to Greeks or to the church of God. Verse 33.
33节,
Just as I also please all men and all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of the many, that they may be saved. This is what the Paul's attitude was. He has, we can, when you look at this few Bible verse, you find out the Paul's his faith is full of freedom in his heart.
在这几节，我们就看出保罗他的态度，在他的生活中是充满自由的。
Because he doesn't want to judge people that this is right, that this is wrong way.
因为他不想告诉信徒，你就要这样子做行，这样子做不行。
But he know what is the ultimate goal is.
他想要告诉他们的，你的目标是什么
？He wants to glorify God.
因为我们的目标就是要荣耀神。
So.What we can learn from the Paul, we can feel that we can see that this is a majesty and this is the glory of God.
我们从这里可以看出神的荣耀和神的威严。
He has a true freedom as a true faith within him.
一个信徒有真的信仰，他们
就有自由。His life, his heart already give up to God.
因为保罗已经把他的心献给神了。
He gave everything to God.
他把所有一切都给神
了。So that he wants to hold it, the Lord Jesus Christ in his bosom.
他想要把耶稣基督抱在他怀中。
So this kind of eating things is not much big deal for him.
对他来说，这种食物根本是不是一个问题。
Do we need to have this kind of king's attitude?
所以我们要有跟这个。同与王一样的性态度。
King has a full freedom.
这个王是充满自由的。
Yet there is order.
但是还是有秩序。
Yet there is a truth within there.
在这当中也有真理。
And never be to be to the lean on to the right and left.
不是靠往右或是左。
This is true king's images.
这个就是一个王的形象。
So that's a victorious.
是一个得胜者的。
We never be failed because of any law that we can make it so we can fail ourselves.
我们不要让这个任何的律法来让我们跌倒。
Yeah, we can be victorious Christian to be as like a king, as the royal priesthood, you can say.
我们要成为一个得胜的信徒，也就是一个王的形象。
I mean, one more, then about 5 minutes we finish. And Psalm chapter 45.
再看回诗篇四十五篇。
Psalm chapter 45, verse 5.
四十五篇的第五章。
Thine arrows are sharp, the peoples fall under thee. Thine arrows are in the heart of the king's enemies.
你的箭锋快，射中王敌之心。
I like the word here, thine arrows are sharp.
这里我很喜欢，这里讲他的箭很锋快。
The king never missed this target that when his arrow goes sharp enough and then it goes to hit the target.
这个箭锋快能够射中王敌之心。
In verse 5, the second part, the people fell under thee, and then thine arrow are in the heart of the king's enemy. So when the king shoot this arrow, then sharp enough to penetrate the king's, the most the important, the part of the heart, the penetrated.
这个箭是这样的锋快能够把王这个敌的心对给射中。
The word of God never miss any the true target, especially toward the enemies.
神的话语是非常的锋快的，一定会中到这个他的要去的目标。
When Jesus was tempted by the Satan, he used the word of God.
当耶稣受到魔鬼试探的时候，他马上就用神的话语。
Each time that the enemy brought up the temptation.
每一次敌人提出一个试探的时候
，Jesus hit the target with the word of God.
耶稣马上用这个神的话语来射中这个目标。
The word of God is such a great power.
神的话有这么大的力量。
I hope that we can also use the word of God to destroy the purpose of Satan.
所以我们也愿大家能够用神的话语射中这个敌人的心。
Enemy is not always out there.
敌人不是每一次都在外面。
Sometimes enemies within ourselves.
有的时候敌人就在我们心中。
So with the word of God.
用神的话语。
We can shoot ourselves those enemy within our heart.
能够把这个我们心中这些敌人全部都给
射倒。Do not let this enemy dwell in our heart.
不要让这些敌人在我们心中住太久。
A double edge is the, you know, the book of Hebrews of the forces, right?
希伯来书第四章讲说，神的话语就是一个双刃的剑。
Once we use the word of God properly, right way,
要是我们把神的话语好好的用应用的话，
we can destroy our enemies.
我们就能够打败我们的敌人。
Now our King, our Lord Jesus Christ, is showing us this way to destroy the enemies.
所以我们的王主耶稣基督这样子教我们怎么样打倒我们的敌人。
We also can do that.
我们也可以同样的做。
So this tonight I will share about the Psalm 45 verse 1 here to roughly the first part about the kings, about the kingdom.
所以我们今天就是借用诗篇的四十五篇描述这个王从这前一半段。
Our king is gracious mouth.
我们的王是嘴里蛮有恩惠的。
He has majesty and he has a mightiness.
他也是大有荣耀和威严。
He has a truth and a meekness and righteousness.
而且他有真理、谦卑和公义。
He is the one that victorious because he is a sharp arrow, the word of God.
而且他是一个得胜者，因为他是用神的话语射中敌人的心。
Let's sing him 4 to 4.
让我们唱424首。